Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
So they have a lot of different, they call them sales channels. The most popular ones are definitely Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest, but they also have abilities to link into like Amazon and sell your products there as well. I think it's really nice that you can set up your products once on your Shopify store and then just connect them to these other platforms where your customers may already be hanging out. So it makes it an easier process to get them to purchase from you, and you're not having to kind of introduce people to your website every single time.
Hi, this is Henneka. I'm so glad you took the time to stop by today. In Jamaican parlance, Wagwan, me glad to say a dial. This episode is sponsored by HennekaWatkusPorter.com as well as the Jamaica Stock Exchange. Now, on HennekaWatkusPorter.com, you can visit us for blogs, resources, books, online podcast courses, podcasts, and more. If you are new to the Entrepreneur Lou podcast, be sure to check out past episodes with guests such as John Lee Dumas, Patrice Washington, Seth Godin, Richard Branson, Amy Porterfield, and a host of other game changers.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors, and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
And now, here's today's episode. Tough times never last, but tough people do. Robert Schuller. Greetings and welcome to Episode 176 of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. I'm Henneka Watkus Porter. Today's episode is with Elle McCann, and Elle is the owner and designer of Curious Themes Web Development Studio, which creates online classes that cover how to launch and grow Shopify stores quickly. She has been listed as a Shopify expert for over 7 years, and in that time has created over 150 Shopify stores. Elle is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs grow their online business without the overwhelm, and we all can use that. She posts weekly videos on her YouTube channel that currently has over 27,000 subscribers, and it's growing fast. She lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Woohoo! So I'm looking forward to our conversation on setting up a Shopify store for success. Welcome, Elle.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Before we talk about setting up Shopify store for success and all of that, what, if anything, do you know about Jamaica?
So I've actually been to Jamaica before. I had a friend that had a destination wedding. So I went to Montego Bay. I think I'm saying that correctly. Mm-hmm. And I had a great time with beautiful beaches. We did snorkeling. We went to a golf course. It was the most beautiful time and great music, definitely, for sure.
Oh, good. So we're looking forward to having you back at some point, right?
Oh, I would love to go back.
Awesome. What exactly is Shopify, for those who don't know?
So Shopify is a leading e-commerce platform that can help you really quickly launch an e-commerce store so that you can sell products that either you make or that you found somewhere else, and you can sell them online to your audience.
Simple and easy, right? So
yeah.
What type of businesses you think are more ideal for Shopify?
Definitely product-based businesses, service-based businesses. It's a lot harder to do on Shopify, but if you have a great product or you have an idea for a product that you'd like to sell, Shopify is a great platform for that, and it really to other different networks and social media platforms that make it really easy for you to sell your products online.
Okay, so let me ask you, in the light of what is happening right now with the pandemic globally, how important do you believe Shopify is, you know, to capitalize on at this time?
Yeah, I think for me at first, whenever with the pandemic, I was definitely thinking that online sales are going to decrease. However, I think it's been kind of more the opposite. People are shopping from home now. They're not wanting to leave their house as much, but also kind of on the other spectrum, I think people are realizing that maybe a job that they thought was stable wasn't actually as stable as they thought. And so they're looking for more kind of side hustles and ways to bring in other sources of income for their family.
And you talk about it being a, you know, can be a side hustle. What do you think, easy is it to manage, you know, while you're having a full-time job for those who are not yet full-time entrepreneurs, the management of a Shopify site? What kind of a maintenance is needed?
It definitely depends on how many products you have, how much of your stuff you have already prepared. But I would say definitely expect probably at least around 10 to 15 hours a week of getting everything set up and started. Especially when you're first just getting started, it takes a little bit more time to set up everything. And then things are a little bit more automated moving forward.
But what got you started in using Shopify, Elle?
I have a degree in web development, but in college, I was really big into like hand calligraphy. And so I had started a wedding invitation business and I was looking for a place to sell my wedding invitations online. And I came across Shopify in their very early days. This was about 10 years ago. So it looked very different than it does now, but I really liked the platform and I built my site there and just loved the experience. So I started building sites for other people as well with my web development background.
So we have a myriad of e-commerce sites that are, you know, also available as options. Now, how would you rank Shopify in relation to these other platforms?
So I'll be honest, maybe I'm a little bit biased because I only build on the Shopify platform, but I really do think that Shopify is the leading e-commerce platform out there because they're so fast to bring new solutions, connect in with different social media platforms so that you can sell your products on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest. And they're doing things that are just ahead of everyone else. So I would definitely say that Shopify takes the cake, in my opinion.
Okay. You kind of allude to the question I want to ask you next about those third-party integrations. What are some of the options that are there to be integrated when using Shopify?
So they have a lot of different, they call them sales channels. The most popular ones are definitely Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. But they also have abilities to link into like Amazon and sell your products there as well. I think it's really nice that you can set up your products once on your Shopify store and then just connect them to these other platforms where your customers may already be hanging out. So it makes it an easier process to get them to purchase from you and you're not having to kind of introduce people to your website every single time.
All right, so before I go on to, I want to talk about some other things, but in terms of what you do for your customers, if somebody's thinking about starting a Shopify site now and they don't really want to go through that overwhelm, you know, how do you help your customers? I come to you now. How do you do that with your clients?
So here recently, I've switched more into kind of education because I really want to help as many entrepreneurs as possible launch and grow their shop. So I have a YouTube channel, like you mentioned before, as well as two different online courses that walk you through the entire process step by step. I'm taking on a little bit less, but I have a ton of different education and resources out there.
Okay. And the typical process goes like, for example?
Yeah. So if you were going to purchase the course, it takes you step by step through all the videos that show you how to, you know, first sign up for a 14-day free trial with Shopify, then how to go in and set up your products, your collections, customize your site design, as well as add in apps for additional functionality, and then kind of launch your store and get it out there.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those apps? Perhaps you can share some of those apps that are available on the platform.
Yeah, there are a ton of Shopify apps out there. So Shopify apps are a great way to really extend your store's functionality. Shopify as a whole is a great core platform, but they also have a lot of apps that are by third-party providers that really, again, extend that functionality. So you can do things like loyalty rewards program, a wish list, email pop-up on the site. There's really, probably an app for everything at this point, but I would definitely caution to make sure that you're choosing apps that are going to help your customers and not kind of clutter up your site. Plus, the apps typically do cost an additional monthly fee. So you have to be really careful. If you start adding a bunch in, you're going to be hit with a more surprising bill.
Mm-hmm. And so a typical integrated, you know, third-party integration app would be going from what price range are we talking about? And also, too, you can mention the cost of setting up the Shopify site and all of those cost-related stuff.
Yeah, so I would say the typical Shopify app is around the $10 to $15 a month mark. There are free ones. There are ones that are cheaper. There are definitely ones that are more expensive. So it really kind of depends on the functionality that you need and how many kind of competitor apps are out there. Those can tend to be a little bit more cost effective if there's multiple apps that are doing the same thing that you can choose from. And in terms of Shopify, there's a few different plans with Shopify. But their basic plan, which is $29 a month, has a lot of great core functionality. And their next plan up is $79 a month that has kind of the added benefit of additional reports as well as gift cards. So a lot of people either choose one of those plans to start off with. So you don't have to have a ton of money up front to get started. You probably need to, you know, of course, spend the money for the Shopify platform cost as well as, you know, your domain so that you can have that hosted correctly. But I would say on average that it's probably going to be about $100 to really get started with Shopify. And then it'll be kind of any ongoing cost based on the apps that you've chosen.
Mm-hmm. And so somebody who is setting up a store selling t-shirts, for example, what integration outside of the Facebook, the Instagram and so on, that you would recommend that they add to their sites?
For t-shirts, it's a really interesting area that you can do because you can actually do print on demand. So that means that you don't actually have to have inventory stored of your different designs and, you know, all the designs and all the different sizes. So it's a little bit more cost effective, but you can tie in with a print on demand provider. There are a few like Printful or Printify that you can actually connect to your Shopify store and upload your designs to. And then as soon as you get an order that comes in for whatever design shirt that you have, it'll automatically go to them. They will print it out for you and send it to your customer. So it takes a little bit more of that off your plate. Plus, it's a really great option to let you test and see what designs are actually going to perform the best.
You've actually alluded to drop shipping, right? Where these, for example, Printful would do and drop ship for you. So what's the benefit of that in your mind?
I think the biggest benefit is not having to have the inventory. That kind of holds people back a lot of times with starting a business, is thinking about, okay, now I've got to invest in, you know, $10,000 worth of inventory, and I don't even know if it's going to sell yet. So it's a really great way of, if you're doing drop shipping or printing on demand products, it's a nice way to kind of test the market, see what products are working the best, but you don't have to invest a ton of money first, and you can really test things out before you make that investment then.
Let's talk about some of the pitfalls to avoid that, you know, person setting up Shopify store, some mistakes that would have made, some of those pitfalls to avoid.
Yeah, I think the biggest one that I see time and time again is that people think as soon as they build their Shopify store that people will just instantly come and find them online and start purchasing from them. And that's really not how it is. There's a lot of competition online, obviously, and you really need to make sure that in the process of creating your store, that you have a strategy in place of how you're going to actually market it and get it out there. Because once you launch your store, that's great, but you really need to think of how you're going to actually drive the traffic to your store, how you're going to get them to convert into making your first sales as well.
Mm-hmm. Marketing, you've hit a point that I really want to talk about as well. What are some of the best practices in marketing your site?
I would say definitely for e-commerce, you have got to be doing email marketing. I think it's one of those things that everyone instantly wants to do paid ads, and they're always talking about that. But email marketing is kind of that low-hanging fruit where it doesn't cost a ton to do this. Plus, you can really build up your brand and your community through email marketing. And of course, you know, once they're on your email list or they've become a customer, then you can always contact them again and let them know about new products that you have going on or new promotions. So you're constantly kind of bringing them back to your site over and over again. And I think it's one of those more overlooked aspects that's just so important for really building that brand and growing your sales online.
Mm-hmm. And so we talked about that marketing best practices and, you know, and email marketing. A lot of people think that it's dead, as you alluded to, but it's not. Email marketing is really, it's not going away, really. But what are some of the other best practices for Shopify, using a Shopify store or building a Shopify store?
So I would say in terms of best practices across the board to make sure that you know exactly who your ideal customer is. So who is the exact person that you have in mind whenever you're creating these products or building out your site? So that way you can make sure that you're talking to them directly, not only in your email marketing and on your site, but in your paid advertising, in your social media, so that anywhere that they come to you, they either feel like, yes, you know, I fit in, I understand the benefits of this product, and they are more likely to purchase from you. If you're just kind of thinking that everyone's your ideal customer, they're not. And you really have to niche down a little bit more of who exactly is the type of person who would actually purchase from you, and how can you speak to them a lot more directly in your website and your email copy.
Email copy. Do you also help with that when you, for your business? Is that something you help with?
So I do have a course called the Traffic Blueprint, where we talk a lot about the power of email marketing and how to set all of that up with the MailChimp platform. Again, I hear time and time again, like you were saying, that email's dead. And I think the one thing that people need to keep in mind is, while social media is so flashy and everyone loves, you know, Instagram and all of that, you don't control the contacts that you have there. You know, they could change the algorithm and then poof, instantly your organic reach and your followers could be gone. So with email marketing, you're actually controlling that audience, and kind of you have the control of the contacts that you're collecting. So you're able to just make sure that you can do the message however you want and keep in touch with them on a regular basis.
Absolutely. So you're owner of Curious Themes. Tell me a little bit about that, no?
Yeah, so I started Curious Themes about 7 years ago when I was really just deciding that I wanted to go full force with Shopify. I built with a couple other e-commerce platforms at first, but I decided that Shopify was really the one that I wanted to kind of hitch my horse to, and I really wanted to move forward with that. So for Curious Themes, we just focus on the Shopify platform, and then again, do different education for our YouTube channel and our courses all about how to launch and grow with Shopify. Mm-hmm.
And over the years, what has it been like for you, your experience, you know, running a business? And as an entrepreneur, we know that there are challenges, there are ups, there are downs, and all of that. What has been your personal experience?
Yeah, I think I had seen one time about a quote of, an entrepreneur is the only one crazy enough to work an 80-hour week so that you don't have to work a 40-hour week. And I think it's so true. It takes a certain type of person to be an entrepreneur, but it's so rewarding. But I mean, definitely the highs are really high and the lows are really low. For me, I kind of noticed that I am in a lot more of a male-dominated field of web development, and so I had a little bit of hurdles to go through just being a female entrepreneur and being in that male-dominated field. But I think a lot of that, you have to just think about your unique angle that you bring to it. So for me, I felt like, okay, well, you know, a lot of the businesses that I choose to work with have more female-based products or are owned by female entrepreneurs. So it gives me that unique edge that I'm a lot of times in people's ideal customer range. So I can help them figure out what their messaging is and how to talk to that ideal customer even more.
Mm-hmm. Give us an example, Elle, of what one of those hurdles has been like for you, has been for you.
I think for sure one of the biggest hurdles for me was whenever I was in my early 20s. So I actually started my business when I was 22 years old, and I was instantly kind of shut down a lot, not only just being a female, but also being so young, because I didn't have that life experience that people had talked about and wanted. So really just trying to overcome that on my own in terms of pitching myself of, again, I'm in your ideal customer range, and that's kind of the benefit. But I would say another experience for me is actually with YouTube, because before I started YouTube, I would definitely say that I was a bit more of a sensitive person. But once you open yourself up to YouTube and all the comments, you can definitely build a tough skin pretty fast. And you have to, because people will say everything under the sun, either about your content or about you personally. So you have to build a little bit tougher of a skin to just say, you know what, I know what my vision is, and I'm going to just continue down my path. Mm-hmm.
And the most rewarding moment for you?
My most rewarding moment was actually when I hit my first 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. My husband and I, whenever I had first started my YouTube channel, we didn't really think I was going to get a ton of people to subscribe because it was more tutorial-based videos about Shopify. So we thought it was going to be okay. You know, people would search for a tutorial, they would find it, they would watch it, and they probably wouldn't subscribe. They would just move on. So whenever I actually got my first 100 subscribers, my husband drew me this little sign that said, you know, congrats, 100 subscribers. And we just thought 100 subscribers was absolutely crazy. So once I hit my first 1,000, it was even crazier because it was something that I didn't feel like I could reach. And now I'm about to hit 28,000 subscribers, and I feel like, okay, the sky's the limit at this point. Like, I'm ready to definitely lean in and get to, you know, 1 million subscribers one day.
Yeah, the journey of 1,000 miles begin with the first step, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Absolutely. Elle, at this point, I'm going to ask you for your final thoughts. Just share with us, kind of wrap up the whole business of using Shopify successfully. Kind of wrap that up for us. Tongue twisting.
Right. I think the biggest thing to think about is, you know, what kind of products you're going to be selling, who your ideal market or who your ideal customer is, and how you can market to them directly. And really think through of that in your whole entire process, from picking the right products to designing your store and then making sure that your message carries throughout. You have to remember that a lot of times nowadays, people aren't wanting to buy from these huge mega brands. They're wanting to buy from small individuals. They want to know your story and more about your business. The about page is actually one of the most popular pages on websites that's visited. So make sure that you incorporate a lot more of your story throughout your site, and that you're really taking that time to think through of your ideal customer and the journey that they're going to have in your content on your site.
Absolutely. Sounds really good. Now, I know you have a giveaway for our audience members. So I'm going to ask you to share that as well as your contact details. How might my community get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can go to my website is curiousthemes.com, and I have two different courses there. I have one that's called Ecom in a Weekend that takes you through setting up your Shopify store, and it goes through every single step along the way of everything you need to know to set that up. And then my other course is called The Traffic Blueprint, and that goes into, okay, now you've launched your Shopify store, here's how you actually grow it. So we talk about email marketing, how to increase your conversion rates, paid advertising, social media, and influencer marketing. And I wanted to offer your viewers a discount code for $100 off both of the courses. And so they can use the code SetUpShopify100 for $100 off both of those courses.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And any other contact details you want to leave, like your social media?
Yeah, I would love for you to find me on YouTube. It's youtube.com/curiousthemes. And I post videos there every week all about Shopify, different app tutorials, just as well as online e-commerce growth strategies.
Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. Sounds really good, Elle. And I really thank you. Elle McCann has been my guest for this episode of The Entrepreneurial You. I truly appreciate your time that you've spent with us, Elle. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And thank you, my people performer, for tuning in to this episode of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. This week, of course, we've been talking with Elle McCann. I really look forward to connecting with you next week. In the meantime, you can go to YouTube. Amazon.com or HennikaWatkinsPorter.com to fetch a copy of my book, Podcast Power, The Quick Start Guide to Launching and Leveling Up Your Brand. If you want to know how to start a podcast, why you need to start a podcast, how you can make money from it, and all these things, just go and fetch it. Podcast Power, The Quick Start Guide to Launching and Leveling Up Your Brand. Now, I want to close this week with a point of hope, another point of hope, which is give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 136, verse 26. What good?